Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Today, our key issues that are facing our county are some recent headline news articles and that are still needing our prayer coverage. A Fontana kidnapping probed yielded three arrests, but there is a fourth suspect still at large. The four of them targeted a local marijuana dispensary adult employee and a juvenile who managed to escape from a moving vehicle, sustaining serious injuries. The adult, however, was kidnapped and taken to the San Bernardino National Forest, where he was held and physically assaulted. So, Father, we lift up this incident. We pray that the police are able to find this fourth person. We pray for the victims, that they will be healed from their injuries and from the trauma that they experienced. We pray, Father, that more and more that the police will be able to get in there, and whoever else is involved with the investigation will be able to get these guys behind bars. There were other things that they took and had. And so, Father, we just pray that the law will go through quickly, and that they will be placed not only in jail, but in a place where they would be have the fear of God, so they would not want to do this again. We pray for the local police that are consistently right now, because of the protests over ICE agents that people think are going after illegal immigrants. Their priority are those that have committed crimes either here or in their countries. But the problem is, because of the way they are labeled in the clothing that they're wearing, people are assuming that the regular police department that are doing their jobs, doing training, they have had trouble because of the vehicles are unmarked white vehicles. That doesn't mean they belong to ICE. So they've asked the public not to assume that. Fontana, Ontario, and Rancho Cucamonga, just to name a few, are the police departments that have had confrontations, thinking that they were ICE agents. It impeded their operations. It put all the officers on edge, and it required more manpower. So, Father, we lift this up. We speak peace into this situation. May people start to use their wisdom and discretion, if they're going to protest, to do the protest peacefully, but not to assume that because somebody's wearing unmarked vehicle that's white, that it is ICE agents. We pray, God, this whole thing calms down. We pray for a spirit of peace and unity and order and law. There would be no lawlessness. We lift up the teen that was beaten and robbed in Apple Valley when he was trying to use his debit card. They used his debit card at a liquor store. They're looking for a dozen teens and young adults who robbed and beat a 16-year-old boy. They stole his ripped off his necklace and punched him multiple times. So we pray for the young person, the young man that was hurt, that he would be healed of his injuries, and that they find every single one of them, all 12 of them that did this against one kid. Father, we pray that they would be put behind bars and sentenced accordingly, that they would have the fear of God in them. And while they're there, we pray for prison ministry to occur in the juvenile section, although some are adults, that they may come to know Jesus and be changed from this kind of behavior. We pray for the juvenile that was shot during a fight with 15 to 20 people near a Rialto school that was put in lockdown. It was a brawl. We pray for them to be able to find all the people that had this happened to. We pray for the family where this person was shot, that person to get healed. We just pray peace, law, and order over our county. Lord, grant the law enforcement patience, the fruit of the Spirit, able to get some rest between, and that instead of being so concerned and worried that they might be accosted, that they would be able to have the sincere citizenry behind them. So, Father, we pray, Lord, for peace, peace to our communities, peace to the police departments, peace to the sheriffs, peace to all those that are working behind the scenes and in front of the scenes, that there would be peace on the streets, peace in the neighborhood, peace. We pray for citizens to rise up and pray more and speak out when they see something happening and help stop it. In Jesus' name.